Well, since we have been looking at carols all through the Christmas, the Advent season, I thought it would be fitting for us to look together at a carol here tonight on Christmas Eve. I'm not going into the detail that I have on Sundays, but to take a peek at it. And the carol that I'd like for us to look at just briefly, or the line, is actually the last line of O Little Town of Bethlehem. It goes like this: O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. We've sung those words hundreds of times, haven't we? Probably even thousands. I mean, if I took the number of years of every person sitting in the pews here, everybody at home, you know, you figure you sing it probably once, twice a year. Thousands of times we have sung those words. And yet, as I prepared for tonight, it struck me that these are especially relevant words these years, because it's been a tough road lately. Some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have been struggling through a particularly difficult period of life. You know, some of us are burdened with responsibilities and duties that are required of us. I mean, all of us have been thrown off our game by this ever-changing COVID-19 situation. The reality, though, that lies behind this line for tonight, I think, is reason to have hope, reason to hang on, reason to have confidence in whatever it is that lies ahead for us. So let's just take a look quickly here at that final line of O Little Town of Bethlehem and think about what it means. It is on your lyric page there if you want to see it specifically. The last line of O Little Town of Bethlehem: O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. We've heard that word Emmanuel already tonight, right? Can you remember where we heard it? It was in Matthew 1. The angel comes to Joseph, and he ultimately says, listen, the virgin will be with child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. And clearly Matthew thought it was so important that we know what Emmanuel means that he shoved it right there into his gospel. It means God with us. Emmanuel means God with us. If you're a language nerd like me, you can see it right there. The L part is part of the name for God in Hebrew, and the Emmanu part means is with us. And so the name is literally El Emmanu, God with us, Emmanuel. Which means that God is not a far-off deity who, you know, looks every once in a while through his far-off telescope to see what's going on Earth. It means that God is not like Santa Claus who comes once a year to check in on us. No, Emmanuel means that God is with us 24/7, 365 days a year, supporting us, caring for us. That is conceptually true, but it is also literally true. And we know that because of what we are celebrating here tonight. That very first Christmas, God came to be with us. God entered into the world to walk the same ground that we do, to breathe the same air that we do, to have the very same experiences and trials and tragedies to experience in life that we do. Jesus came that very first Christmas to be God with us, God who can identify with us. The Word became flesh and he dwelt among us. He lived like we did, and then he died to save his people from their sin, as the angel said. And then he returned to heaven to reign from there. Now, that doesn't mean that he ceases to be with us. This is really neat to me. I just clued into this year. Do you remember what one of the very last things Jesus said on earth was? At the very end of Matthew, what does he say? Behold, I am with you even to the end of the age. At the beginning, Jesus, God with us. At the end, Jesus, God with us. Forever, Jesus is God with us, which means that you are not alone in that hospital room. You are not alone in that waiting room. You are not alone in that conflict, in that struggle, in that late night, in that darkness. The God who made you entered into the world that he made to restore you to him and to give you unshakable hope of his presence with us now and the unshakable promise of our presence with him for all of eternity. So take heart. Stand firm. Don't get discouraged, but know that Jesus has already gone ahead of you to walk through the kinds of things that you are experiencing now. He knows what it's like. He is working at every turn for your eternal well-being. Now, if that's true, then why does the carol call us to invite him in again? Right? It says, "Oh, come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel." Graham, didn't you just say that he is with us? Why would we need to invite him in again? Well, the reason is that we need to make this personal, right? We need to actively choose in the midst of the trials of life to call Jesus in and say, "I need you there." And let's be honest, we need the reminder, right? We get into all sorts of scrapes and turns and life throws stuff at us. And we need this reminder that Jesus is in fact there, that he is bigger than whatever it is that we are facing. And so we say year after year, "Come, abide with us, Lord, because we, your children, need your help." We need that reminder that he is the Lord, that he is worthy of following, that he is worthy of walking with, and that he is capable of helping us, that we can trust him, that in every hardship he is working to give us a hope and a future. So as we sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem" tonight, I want to invite you, right, not just God with us, but God in us, that Jesus would become a part of our everyday experience. Take heart, for God is with you. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for coming into this world to experience every facet of life that we do, except for sin. You know what it is to be tired and hungry. You know what it is to be disabled. You know what it is to suffer tragically. You know what it is to suffer the lies and hurt of a friend. Which means that when we come to you, you are not unaware, you are not unsympathetic. Rather, you are with us in every sense of the word. You are in our corner. We pray that you will help us to walk with that confidence, knowing that indeed you are with us, caring for us, encouraging us. Lord, I pray for every weak and weary person right now that you would build them up, that you would be indeed the Father that you are, to pick up each one, to carry them, and to sustain them when their weary legs might not take them much further. Jesus, thank you for coming to be with us and for promising us your presence with us now and our presence with you forever. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together as we sing.